53-year-old Mark Anthony DeSimone currently faces a total of 5 charges in connection with the Sunday evening incident near a cabin located on the beach. Bail was set at $500,000 cash during a Tuesday afternoon hearing in Juneau District Court. According to documents filed by the district attorney's office, 34-year-old Dulio Antonio Tony Rosales died after being shot twice in the back of the head. Rosales was apparently sitting on a picnic bench taking off his boots, and he rolled or he fell to the ground when he was shot. Rosales had an empty gun holster on his right hip. Assistant District Attorney Amy Page said in court Tuesday that Rosales' own firearm was still stowed in his backpack. Immediately after the shooting, DeSimone allegedly told another man at the scene, "I shot Tony. I shot him. It's my fault." An Alaska State Trooper arriving at the scene by air Sunday evening was greeted by 6 men. 4 of the men were standing on the beach in front of the cabin with their hands over their heads. Another was helping secure the scene, and the last man, identified as DeSimone, was sitting on a rock away from the others. One of the men at the scene handed the trooper a .41 caliber Magnum double-action revolver that was believed to be used in the shooting. Page says it is a difficult weapon to fire and requires 8 pounds of pressure to pull the trigger just once. Page said, "You have to mean it to fire it twice." She also explained the autopsy revealed stippling on the back of Rosales' neck, which indicated that the weapon was fired at extremely close range. Page called it an execution-style homicide. After DeSimone was escorted into court on Tuesday, he slightly turned his body away and avoided the gaze of Rosales' family and friends, who watched from the back of the courtroom. Rosales' widow, Maria, later posed a question to DeSimone, asking, "Why did you do this to my husband? Why do this?" She sobbed uncontrollably as she described how her husband was a religious man and worked hard to support his family. DeSimone did not appear to respond to her. Page says DeSimone told investigators that he was a former state lawmaker in Arizona. And at first, she says they took DeSimone's claim with a grain of salt. But after a little checking, they confirmed that DeSimone did serve in the Arizona House of Representatives until he was forced to resign. DeSimone was arrested in June of 2008 for assaulting his wife while his young daughter watched. The final disposition of that case is still unclear. Page described DeSimone as a drifter or a couch surfer who may have arrived in the Juneau area within the last month. She says DeSimone worked for jewelry store owner Bill Young as a day laborer, while Tony Rosales also worked for Young as a jeweler at the store. Page says Young hosted the group during a hunting trip over the weekend. DeSimone was not required to enter a plea during her first felony appearance on Tuesday. Instead, he will likely do that during an arraignment hearing in Superior Court if a grand jury returns with an indictment against him. Even if DeSimone manages to put up the $500,000 cash bail, he is to be released into the custody of a pre-approved third-party custodian, and DeSimone is not to drink alcohol, and he cannot have contact with any witnesses in the case. Public defender Tim Ayer reserved argument for lowering the bail amount until more evidence comes in. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.